Marshall County's War on Litter goes to its third reading at the Kershaw County Council meeting of March 12th, 2024. And the war apparently to have no troops to enforce on it. The war is going to be fought just with language, with the threat of fines. Kershaw County Sheriff's Office is a little overloaded on all kinds of calls other than trash and litter. I don't think they want to be bothered with litter, but Kershaw County Council is bound and determined that they're going to have a war on litter and make Kershaw County the cleanest county in South Carolina. Good goal, but you know, difference is it going to make? Not much. Like we've said before, you got to change hearts and minds. Hello and welcome to the Liberty Report. I'm your host, Jeff Maddox, as usual. And yeah, Kershaw County Council is moving again for the litter ordinance. We're down here in the woods, just kind of having fun with the dogs. As you can see, we got a lot of bamboo down in here. Pretty little place. Backside of the Quaker Cemetery. So we got a litter control ordinance. And then we have the 521 widening. And the resolution that Russell Brazel got deferred because the language of the thing. The language of the thing was too direct, too much. And so Mr. Brazel said, let's defer it so that we can modify the language so that everybody, you know, can agree on it. And so that's what they've deferred. So we got a litter ordinance been deferred a month. We got the 521 widening that's been deferred a month. You know, they wanted to bring in their people so that their people could support their resolutions and their ordinances and all. So now tonight, this is Tuesday, by the way. Tonight they're gonna vote on all this kind of stuff. I don't know. Does it do any good to go down there and speak? Nah. Does it do any good to go down there and watch Katie Gwynn do her little rambling ons and ordering the rounds? Not really. Does it do any good to go listen to Jimmy Jones say that he doesn't want to do anything against free speech? I fight for free speech, you know. But yet his action shows it's something totally different. That's kind of strange. That wouldn't be a damn lie, would it? Yeah, lies and damn lies. That's the way they are. I'm not doing anything against free speech. Doing something against free speech. Lies and damn lies. Mr. Maddox, you can't record from there unless you're depressed. Another damn lie. But what did Jimmy Jones come up? Oh, the fire marshal. Remember the fire marshal, y'all. What else? Other than that, there's not much going on in Kershaw County. Now the grapevine, y'all, is talking. Turns out, a little senator from Sumter, a Mr. Thomas McElveen, state senator, I think it's District 35. Well, The grapevine's saying his wife left him. His wife left him, and boys and girls, you ain't gonna believe this. His wife left him for another woman. Yeah, in this day and age, that don't really surprise anybody, does it? There ain't no men around. I got to go find a woman that's a man now. But what does that do? Turns out Mr. McElveen looks like he's not going to run for office anymore. And that, since redistricting, is a predominantly Democrat seat. Now, the grapevine says Mr. Jeffrey Graham of Camden is going to be moving in that seat. Now, Jeffrey Graham, he's a former mayor of Camden, current town councilman. He's, shall we say, been groomed by the Unholy Alliance, the Vincent Shaheen clan, to be perfect for this seat. That's what looks like what we're going to get. We're going to get a Jeffrey Graham in the state senate, another mini-me of Vincent Shaheen. Come on, Flodo. Yep. Many meme from Vincent Shaheen. The Unholy Alliance. Yeah, that's what they want. So, what's the GOP gonna do? Well, if you listen much, you know that there's not much difference between the GOP and the DNC. The D's and the R's. Out there to play you and me against each other. And what are they gonna do? They're gonna put up somebody that doesn't really mean much of nothing. Can't put up a real fight. Just to give you somebody to vote for. Yep, that's the game they're gonna play. So look for the GOP to put somebody up. It's just a token. Yeah, that's all you're gonna see. So, this week, Kershaw County Liberty Report is kind of short. Not much going on. The excitement starts tonight. And of course, on the next Liberty Report, we'll talk about what happened, what took place at the meeting tonight. Liberty, the fight for liberty keeps going. And many people over many years have lost a lot fighting for liberty and freedom. A lot of people. A lot of people throughout the years fought for freedom and lost their lives. And yet we go on about our business. In America today, we don't care. We don't even know what real freedom is anymore. All these people, did they die in vain? That's just something else to think about. In this great big world, are you gonna stand by and watch it all disappear? Are you going to stand up and say something? Or do you even know anything about it, what's going on? That's it for the Liberty Report. Till next week.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?